We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wonder Librarian here. I'm here with my buddy J-Stu today.
Hey, how's it going?
We are at the ToyCon. It's the first one of the year, 2017, and it's hopping in here. We've got a nice prime spot in the middle of the action, and the con is just going by, and we got to bang off some interviews now. So we've got a new person in the podcast today. It's kind of a different segment for us because we don't have a lot of gamers, but I've got a gamer YouTube sensation here today called Invader Gaming. So if you just want to say hello.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be here.
So he's got a wonderful radio voice, and he does some really awesome game reviews and whatnot. So we're just going to talk to him a little bit today about his YouTube channel. And I'm a YouTuber as well, so obviously for me this is really awesome. So question one, so you love playing games. Can you tell us a bit about your console of choice and some of the games you're currently playing and why?
Well, I'm mostly an Xbox guy. I do a lot of my content from there using the game DVR. A few of the games that I'm playing right now are Forza Horizon 3, which is an open world racing game, and Titanfall 2, which is a really fun shooting game.
Okay, and LEGO Dimensions too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Because maybe we play that. Who knows? Okay, question two. What is it about playing games that you enjoy the most? So, like, what really drives you in?
I just like the fantasy of it. I like being in a sci-fi universe, shooting up aliens, or just exploring new worlds, or solving puzzles. I just like all that fantasy.
Yeah, okay.
It's easy to get lost in, and I just appreciate what developers do, whether it be the art style or the action. I'm all about that.
Good point. Well, I really like the ones that are movie tie-ins, because then it's almost like you're immersed in it, so then you're a part of the world, and then you're kind of, it's almost like watching another movie, so that really gets me too. Plus, I grew up with it. I'm an 80s kid, so I was big into like Mario, Mortal Kombat, all that.
Well, that Back to the Future Legos Dimension stuff must be really, really teasing at you right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing Marty McFly today, so
and
yeah.
Beetlejuice.
That's what, for those of you that can't see me. Yeah, I know, right? Oh my god. I can't even get to start talking. I'm sweating thinking about that. Okay. So this kind of ties into the next question. So most people who game started from childhood, do you remember what the first game you played in or what drew you into gaming in the first place?
Not exactly, to be honest. I'm not sure if it's a specific game, although I remember a lot of the old Mario games from the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Me too.
However, I do remember back in the day, at a really young age, playing on my friend's ColecoVision as well.
Oh,
so
sweet.
That could have been it.
I own one of those.
Yeah? I didn't, I'm sorry. I played a lot of Duck Hunt, and that's where I developed Game Rage, and I broke my Nintendo gun because the dog laughed at me. Yeah, oh yeah, him. I still can't even stand the thought of him. Okay. If someone asked you to recommend three games to them right now, what would you say?
I would say, right off the top of my head, Titanfall 2, Forza Horizon 3, and Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Okay. Those are all good picks. I would say LEGO Dimensions for me, because that's like so many cool figures, so many different worlds, all these gaming movie crossovers, so everyone get LEGO Dimensions.
Agreed.
So many things. Do you have a favorite game character? I think I know what you might say.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, the Master Chief from
Halo.
Yeah,
that's the one I thought. Cool. Yeah, I like him too. Well, if I was going to say anybody, I'd probably say Yoshi. You know, flying Yoshi, egg spitting Yoshi, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Even though he doesn't talk. Do you have any advice for any other YouTubers out there? What's been your most successful video so far? What'd you say?
My most successful videos have been gameplay videos.
Okay.
Well, that and some just general industry talk.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to give some advice, just honestly do your own thing. It's okay to have inspiration from other YouTubers, but just keep consistency doing what you feel you want to do.
Like what your viewers want and like what you're passionate about, right?
Yeah, just what you're passionate about and just what you honestly feel about doing and being true to yourself and not being a copycat.
Okay, good point. You got to find your niche market.
Exactly.
What other things do you geek out about? We love to ask this question. TV shows, game figures.
What do I geek out
about? Yeah, like other fandoms. I think I know some too.
Well, I have a big appreciation for a lot of 80s movies.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Oh, yes, good.
Like Conan, Terminator, Total Recall, all that. And I also, I love the Alien movies as well, okay. with Sigourney Weaver, big fan.
Mm-hmm. You're forgetting something huge. It has to do with the busting of ghosts.
Oh, yes, yes. How could I forget that? Because obviously Ghostbusting makes me feel good.
I know, right? Yeah. There's some Ghostbuster figures I have my eye on here. I have radar for that.
I noticed.
All right, another, I love this question too. If you could have three fictitious people over for dinner, who would they be and why?
All right.
That's a good question.
Let's see. Right off the top of my head, the Master Chief from the Halo series.
Okay.
Conker, the lovable inebriated squirrel.
Okay.
From the Conker games.
Yeah, he's going to make a mess.
Exactly.
Master
he's
Chief's
awesome.
He's going to clean it up, yeah.
And Kirby, that lovable little pink dude.
He would lighten it up. Those are all gaming people.
Exactly.
I see what you did there. You'd want to pick their brains for your YouTube channel.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Good call. So this is a little bit of a chance for you to tell our viewers out there where they can find you online.
All right, guys.
Well, they should subscribe too, because he's a YouTuber.
Well, guys, you can find me, my YouTube channel, if you search Invader Gaming. You'll see, like, the little alien dude symbol and armor.
That's him. He's a real alien.
That's me.
Yeah.
And also, if you check out Twitter, I'm very, very active on Twitter. I'm at Invader_1986, if you want to check me out there as well.
Okay. And just a final question for me. So you have your YouTube channel right now. What are your future plans or goals for the channel?
I want to kind of dabble in a few other things, like I want to be more active on Twitch and get some gameplay out there. I've had some exposure to podcasts over the past year, and I want to be more involved with those as well.
This is a podcast.
That is correct. That
so
is
you're,
correct.
You're already meeting that goal.
Hey, it's a great way to start off the year with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
God bless you. That's awesome. Well, check him out, guys, Invader Gaming. He's a great guy. He does good game reviews. He tells it like it is, and he's got some good gameplay out there. So, you know, follow him on Twitter, like and subscribe to him on YouTube, and we'll see you around.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.